And so the average mind can't wrap their mind around a Fauci that would be purposely being the face of this. And that's what he is. He's the face of this. He doesn't have a job. He has an assignment. And that is why he's not going anywhere. That is why he was a carryover. He's going to fulfill his mission. When he goes, he will step down. It's not that he will be eliminated. So people don't understand that. It was like, well, why? Why would they do this? Why? And so you have to paint the backstory of the why. You have to go into Operation Northwoods and Operation Mockingbird and Operation Paperclip. These things are real. These things are tangible. You can go read it yourself. This is not me saying this. These are government documents saying this. I told her about our State Department's Global Engagement Center. I mean, the woman was blown away. I mean, for a minute, she probably did think I was crazy, but I'm sending her real links, okay, to real things, government links, and pointing these things out. But that's what the majority of folks don't get, or, you know, like we talk about, they only talk about it when it's safe, when the damage is done.
Exactly. It's
and they clutch their pearls.
It's insulting to us as not only Americans, but people all over the world, and as human beings, it's insulting. They're supposed to be in the business of informing us, not giving us bullshit that harms our life. I mean, I'm an old school journalist. When it comes to what you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be telling people stuff they don't know before everybody else, and especially exposing assholes like Pfizer, Moderna, and all these people in the government, et cetera. That's not the way it works anymore. So we see it every day. It's so unbelievably jading to see what's happened and to have a perspective of journalism in the 80s when I started to what it is today. And it's, I'll go to my grave shaking my head at what the fuck happened. And, you know, Thomas Jefferson warned about the guy they make fun of because, or they give him a hard time because he owned slaves, you know. But Jefferson warned about when the media turns and the media no longer serves as a check and balance on everything, especially politicians. It's over. The country is done. And he was,
oh, yeah.
He was absolutely.
Because it's right. Nothing but now it's not, we don't have real journalism. It's an influence war out there. It's which side holds the most influence, and each side is influencing their side, and they don't want to cross pollinate the sides. And that's why, I mean, I see it every day because I read both sides. I live in both sandboxes. And it's amazing to me what each side doesn't know, because that's what they're following influencers. They're not following journalists. And they,
what the hell's the difference these days? You can't even tell the difference, you know.
You can't, right? You can't even tell. I mean, you will find some good work on really, you know, small places. You know what I'm saying? Like blog or different things like that. You'll find good work. It just doesn't get elevated.
How do you
to
get
the
it out
level?
There? How do you get? I mean,
exactly. The big guys will never put it out there.
We broke hundreds of stories on the Justice Department and the FBI. I mean, nasty stuff. That's national news. Every single one of the stories, crickets, man, crickets. And I'm saying to myself, when I got back into journalism, wow, these guys are that petty that they won't pick up. No, it's not that they're that petty. It's just that you're not a dependable outlet because you're unpredictable. You could actually tell people things that you're not supposed to tell them according to the way that the network works, you know. You're a bull in a china shop. You can't be depended upon to keep your mouth shut, so you're not going to get elevated. Simple as that. Now if you're a puppet, you'll get elevated. I mean, you look at all these guys and you say to yourself, what do these people have? They don't have anything. That's the whole point. They're puppets.
Yeah.
It's not a mystery. So the folks that are out here telling the truth, and they're fighting the good fight, they're always going to have a smaller footprint, a smaller postage stamp. They'll always basically be working off a postage stamp and not have access to millions of people on a daily basis. And when those folks get that big, Maria, something happens. Something happens. They change. They change their tune. Somebody gets to them. And we've had people come here and do a song and dance and how they're going to give us millions of dollars. And we just have to, you know, back the fuck off. It's like, what? Millions of dollars? You think you could buy me with millions of dollars? I'm on a vision quest. I don't give a fuck about money. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing. You know what I mean? But that's what happens. If you get too big, they come looking for you, and they probably offer you all different types of things and say, just back off, man. Chill out. Take your money. We'll give you a monthly stipend. And a lot of people do that. A lot of these so-called influencers get a monthly stipend, 15 grand a month. Not bad.
Sure.
Not bad. Oh, 15 grand a month, right?
Right. And a lot of these influencers were never journalists to begin with. So that's a major step up for them. That's, you know, catapulting them on some sort of career wherever they wind up, whether it's small news channel or just the social media YouTube circuit.
And then you see, how do these people get these interviews with these people so fast? Well, it's all network. Oh. It's all network.
Oh my gosh, like overnight. If so these guys, they're like doing 15 interviews in a week, some of them.
Yeah, we contact people to do interviews. They run like Forrest fucking Gump. Holy shit, this guy wants to talk. I mean, it's crazy. Oh, this guy wants to talk to me. What do we do? We're all booked up. We're booked up. I'm sorry. Yeah, you better fucking run.
You know why? Because you're not one side or the other. They don't know what to make of it.
Yeah,
they don't know what audience they're speaking to.
Because the last thing they want to do is get involved in an interview when somebody starts asking them really nasty questions. That they don't want that. You can understand why. I mean, it makes sense from their standpoint. They're making money. They want to keep things as cool and calm and as collected as they can. They don't need anybody throwing a wrench into the program. But, that's what journalism is supposed to be.
And they're selling the narrative.
Exactly.
And it's like if you go off script. So, I mean, I've lived this for 5 years with other people I've helped. And it's not organic, meaning all of a sudden you get an interview with one influencer. And next thing you know, you're doing 15 interviews a week. But everything, and the same people watch all the different shows. So if you're watching this show, you're watching all of them. But the interviews don't change. It's the same exact information.
Same stuff.
It's the same repetitive information. You are not learning anything new. You can watch the interview once, and that's it. But after 15 times of hearing the same spiel, it gets old. And that's how you know. They're all intertwined. It's one big network. So, and there is an epidemic of that. But that's why we don't have news. And people won't do the hard stuff. Like when you look at shows like, cable news, but then you look at the other dopey shows like The View. And The View gets more radical every day. I mean, you just say, just because someone says, I don't watch cable news. If you're still paying for cable TV, you're contributing.
You're underwriting it.
Yeah, that's correct.
People said to me, I don't understand why I would have to pay to join your site. I said, well, you're paying for CNN, you're paying for MSNBC, you're paying for ABC, CBS.
For ABC, right.
No, I'm not. And that's figure that. I said, you need to do some research.
Go look at your cable bill.
Yeah,
I mean, people don't realize, globally, people don't realize the little tiny bit of power they have. If done collectively, it carries a lot of weight. If you could imagine the way they organize these protests globally, you go, oh my gosh, there's 50,000 people in the street and 100,000 people in the street. And the same people would stop. All right, I can understand you have to pay for your Wi-Fi service or you have nothing, right? You need something. So you pay for your Wi-Fi service. But if everyone canceled that cable portion and eliminated and through your Wi-Fi, you design your own intake of who you want to watch and follow or listen to. Right? Because on your television, yeah, you can listen to podcasts. You can watch, sure, podcasts on your you can stream them.
Sure.
So, you know, you design what you want to bring into your home. But at least you can say, I'm not underwriting ABC, NBC, The View, The Today Show, all of them. I mean, I don't think you could name a good one to me because I don't know of any. But that's just a small thing done in large numbers. And not even listen to terrestrial radio. You know, you get in the car, you don't put it on, or you don't put it on in the house. You know, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Once all of these people become irrelevant to everyone, things could change. When ratings crash and nobody's consuming your narrative of the day, your talking point of the day, because they all have them. If you're a conservative, when you wake up in the morning and you turn on talk radio all day long, the same talking point will carry on from 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
It's a damnedest thing. How are these people all talking about the same thing?
The same thing. The outrage of the day. And then the same thing is if you turn on Fox News or CNN. I'm going to pick on them both sides equally because I've watched both. Because they're talking to their targeted audiences and they all have their talking points of the day. I mean, okay, I did catch your show with was enraging that you did with Kramer. Oh my God, did I want to punch him in the face.
He's like a Philly guy. I mean, you see these people
never
in Philly.
Liked
you see these people in Philly, they're like, you know, this is where the country started. I have to get a laugh. You go down to Philly, you know, I've gone down there a lot. You walk around, you're like, Jesus. You see, I'm walking the same streets and going into the same buildings as Ben Franklin and stuff and Thomas Paine. It's humbling. And then you see these cretins who are against everything that this country was founded. And you're from that city. It's mind-boggling how stupid
it is beyond disgusting. The things he said, horror. Just rage. I was feeling rage. Like, how dare you? Then I saw a clip of Whoopi, and she's referring to abortion, but she's so outraged and yelling, like, how dare you get, talking to the Supreme Court, how dare you get in between me and my doctor? Oh, I'm sorry. Does that apply to the vaccinated people?
What's she talking
the
about?
The unvaccinated people? Yeah, she's talking about abortion.
She's down with the struggle, Maria, right, Whoopi? With the African-American community?
Yeah.
No community has been wiped out more through disgusting abortion than African American community. Not only that, these clinics, they're all in tough neighborhoods, gritty neighborhoods. You know, you come out to the suburbs, you don't find too many abortion clinics, right? They're all, if she's down with the struggle of African American women, she doesn't realize that. She's just another puppet. It's so, first of all.
No, but I was looking at the irony that it was okay for her to use the statement, my decisions between me and my doctor.
Well, yeah, well,
but
don't you understand?
The irony is not between the vaccine, between me and my doctor. My doctor shouldn't even enter that conversation. Like, the decision is mine and mine only. But she was using the abortion example.
Well, it's more proof.
She was angry. She was angry.
Well, it's more proof that it has nothing to do with their body, their choice for women or anybody else. It has to do with a mindset that they are superior to you and everybody else. So they can sit there and actually say, you can't tell me that I can or cannot get an abortion. It's my body. And in the same breath, they say, everybody must be vaccinated. There's something mentally wrong with these people.
I'm telling you, it's plain and simple.
They're fucked up. I said the other day, at what point do we just say, all right, since you fucking know-it-alls are so slick, you go over to these few states here, or whatever, or you can still live in your states, knock yourself out, and we'll have these other states, and we'll see how fucking well you do. If you're not drafting off the makers, right? Let's see how well you do if you're not drafting off the people that are out there breaking their ass. Good luck. Good luck. And at some point, it might come down to that. And I think we're seeing hints of that in Texas and in Florida. These places are booming. They're booming.
Yeah, it's almost surreal and scary because, you know, talking to people all over the world and you know, your folks, you know, they do message me. And so seeing what's going on in their countries or their states, and then I just get to go out like, not like just normalcy. It's scary. It is scary because I intellectually know that can be taken away, because when things, that saying things are too good to be true.
Yeah.
It's like you could wake up and if they wanted to make this new variant, the new COVID, to where everything started like chop, 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 shutting down overnight in March of 2020. We were noticing that earlier in the week with the new variant, like things were shutting down or mandates were coming back into play and the air travel. And it was like, oh, here we go. It's going to start again. So, and even as much as DeSantis says, we'll never lock down again and we'll never do this again, you don't know if you'll wake up one day and they'll make it so scary that there will be no choice.
Did you listen to the Hot Wire from a day ago?
Yes.
The FDA guy said exactly that. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want. They can take something that's not even dangerous, and they can put it in the machine, the media machine, and gin it up. And he gave, I'm not going to give the exact number because people can tune into Hot Wire, the exact number based on the computer systems of the federal government, the exact number of how many of these cases are the Omicron variant globally. And you say, wait a minute, that can't be right.
Right.
It's such a small number. What? And his point was, this comes from an insider, obviously. His point was, it's all bullshit. They can do it. And he said, they got a deep bag of tricks. They can do this for a long time. A long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the proof is that is exactly what they did in March of 2020.
Yeah.
Because we kept saying, all right, this is odd, the case demic, and how are they testing for this? And this doesn't make sense. And what happened to the 13 million flu cases that they had between October and January? Well, where did they go? And why aren't there any flu? Why is there no flu? And I think I said to you on one of the shows last year, like in April, to me, it seems like they took the average flu variant and turned it into this pandemic. Now, I'm talking off the top of my head because I'm certainly not a scientist. I'm just looking at a pattern here, you know, because there were people saying, wait a second, I think I had this in November and December. I had the same symptoms. I lost my taste. I lost my smell, but I'm fine. Or my doctor.
Yeah, but you were spot on. You were fucking spot on.
But again, I didn't know what I was saying. I was kind of just saying this is what it feels like.
Yeah, you're going by instinct. That's the way you break cases. You say, what if this happened? And then you say, nah, that's too crazy. And then you start thinking about it. No, it's not.
Right. It's still crazy to me. It's still crazy to me how they got away with it. Because as soon as they got done the death demic, then it was like, reverse gears. Now we're going into case demic.
I sat with these guys, Maria, so many different times, intel-wise. Not something like this, intel-wise. And I would say, that's not going to fly, man. That's not going to fly. When I was younger, right? And they'd say, you don't understand. These people are fucking stupid. These people, meaning you and I, and Americans.
They
don't know what's going on.
Right.
They don't... Here's a big takeaway from Intel I learned. You don't ask these people what they want. You tell them what they want. That's what's going on here. And that is something that was running through Intel for a long time. We don't ask. There's no focus group here. There's no polling. We tell them how it's going to be. And I mean, can you argue that that's exactly what has happened here?
Well, no, and they're right at their craft, because their trade craft, because you tell them, but we also know the other art form is the neuro-linguistic programming that they add to it. So what they want to do is going to work. They know how the nudge, use the linguistics, and you tell people, and then they're mesmerized. Then that's how they're propagandized.
It's funny. We see these things. You're taught these things during an interrogation, that you use these tactics against people, and you get them to tell you things they normally wouldn't tell you. And when it's all said and done, they've given you a confession, and they don't even know how it happened. So they've taken this model where they've twisted people, and they've used these psychological tricks is what they are, and manipulations.
Yeah.
And they've taken that, that we used to use in a dusty outposts of the world, I call it. You go in, you fucking destroy a country, you rip out a leader, you install your own leader, you know, you create civil unrest. The news media says, oh, it's crazy over there. Well, it's crazy over there because you have professionals from here.
Professionals,
making
right.
Happen. And then so they've taken that, and they became so proficient at it and so, I mean, slick at it. They said, why are we fucking around? Let's turn it on our own people. Let's turn it on the folks right at home. You can't even make it up.
No, this is exactly what they're doing, and that's laid out. And I am surprised that more people don't understand the tools of that trade. Because in your own life, I mean, I've never been in intelligence ever, but I am a mom and a wife, so I think I have pretty decent psychological tools of my own. So,
well, if you've stayed married this long, you're involved in a psychological operation.
There you go. And I'm a mother. I know how to extract information. You learn these things, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know when people don't understand that it's being done to them, because you can see all the hallmarks, but they don't.
You're dealing with, I mean, it's very simple. Some people are going to get it, and some people are not. Some people are going to be left in the wake, and some people are going to get it, and they're not going to trust people, and they see through this thing. I think a lot of that stuff is just the way you're brought up and what you were born with, the gifts you were given. I mean, these things you can't control. Can you throw a baseball fast? Can you hit a golf ball like nobody else? You're born with that. So you're born with instinctual, I don't know how to say it, street smarts, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You're born with a
discernment. I call it discernment.
Right.
You either have a very, very, very strong, you know, discernment button. And I do agree with that. Some people have better. There's other people, even if you don't have very good discernment, you still have to have a little bit of skepticism somewhere. This open, blind trust is just very foreign to me, because I look at everything with a hairy eyeball. I mean, things really have to be proven to me before I'm accepting of it, because that is the kind of world we live in.
If a car of bank robbers, career bank robbers, that you knew these guys were slick and they were robbing banks, and they were criminals, and they've been in and out of jail, and they've been, you know, it's public that they're criminals, not running some secret the bank robbing ring. If a crew of bank robbers in a van came by your house, and they're all wearing ski masks, and they said, jump in, we're going to Wawa to get a sandwich, why don't you come with us? Would you fucking do it? I mean, that's the same thing. You're trusting career criminals,
mm-hmm,
who have lied to you time and time and time again, cost many lives in the United States. And they're saying, hey, what are you talking about? Trust us. Trust us. We're on your side. It's insane to me. It's complete insanity.
And the other thing is that this is, okay, a new vaccine.
Well, we know it's not even a vaccine. We know that, right?
Right. But it's a new product. But yet we know, if you just go digging around, you know that there were FDA-approved products on the market for years that were taken off the market because they killed people. Either made them very sick, permanently sick, or killed them. And yet, so you're saying, okay, already approved products that were out for years have been recalled, but yet everybody's going to trust something brand new. But if you start to point out the VAERS system or anything that you see where somebody has a health condition, then people want to say, well, that's conspiracy. No, they're... It's safe. And, all right, well, what about all these things that I'm seeing? Yeah. What about the people that we're seeing in video? Well, the woman that testified from the trial that you played like last week. Remember her? She was in the trial.
I do.
Okay. So, okay.
It's rare.
To think she's lying? Right. Everything's rare. Right. Now, one of your folks out of the country, the poor woman is beside herself. She's trying to get an exemption, and she had asked if I could help her, you know, dig up some tangible myocarditis information that she wanted to bring to her doctor. And it's sad that you have to do that, you know, that you have to convince
your doctor.
Yeah, you have
to be your own doctor now.
Right.
Your own prosecutor, but, your own doctor. It's
but I said to her, I said, the sad thing is almost every article you find that points to the vaccine causing myocarditis, every single article puts in there rare. So
they have to. Otherwise, they'd have these maniacs, these total psychos who chase people down and, you know, whether it's fact checkers or people that are paid to harass you. I mean, there's some nasty fuckers out there. You better go back and change that. We did news on a study from the American Heart Association. They did a quick thing, putting out a warning, and they did an abstract on it and everything that this could lead to, that this is leading and could lead to further cases of inflamed heart and other things. It was just a quick thing. The next day, I saw on Twitter, on the right side, you know, you look on the right side, fact checkers attacking baseless study from American Heart Association. I said, oh, fuck, man. It's baseless now, right? Because it goes against the narrative. This is the American Heart Association. This isn't some crackpot operation, right? And I said, well, they're going to get a taste now. Let's see if they walk it back. Now, I don't know if they've walked it back. I doubt they would, but they come out. They have a whole posse, and they're paid billions of dollars to come and fuck your life up if you come out against the narrative. And if you come out rough on Fauci and things like, oh my God, you need to be fired. You need to be, you know, it's like these people want to show up at your house and drag you out of your house.
Right. Now, yeah.
Which they probably do, by the way.
Right. Like, okay. So it was yesterday's show where you were doing the search of Fauci, right?
Just cruising down
right.
Twitter. Yeah.
So the average person could have, like, last year could have put Fauci in AIDS, and that would have told them everything they needed to know about Fauci.
It's stunning.
They didn't have to put They didn't have to put him on a pedestal from last year. But again, nobody really, you know, questioned, Fauci's role in Burks and Redfield, you know, the three blind mice up there. And, you know, we were talking about, we're like, you know, why? Why only the, well, why not scientists from all over the world? And why not, you know, open discussion? And then you see Biden comes in and, you know, there's Fauci. And it's funny when you hear him interviewed, you know, this is what he does. He goes on the circuit just doing interviews. He's selling it. He has to keep selling.
It's unbelievable. You know, and you have the LGBT community embracing this guy.
Yeah.
You know, kissing his ass. He wiped out gay and bisexual men. It was like, Right. The guy should be still be in jail.